Hello everyone, how are you doing? This is MD Tech here with another quick tutorial. Today I'm going to be showing you how to access the free voice recorder built into Windows 10. So I believe a feature like this has existed in many previous versions of Windows. However, it's very nice and appealing in the Windows 10 version. It's definitely more well built in my opinion. So I thought I'd make a brief little tutorial highlighting this feature. And very easy to access. You just open up the start menu. And we're going to type in voice, and just by typing that in, we see that the best match selection appears to be voice recorder, and that's listed directly above trusted Windows Store app. So you want to proceed to left click on that. So at this point, if you want to create a recording, you just left click on this little record icon right down here. Please note, if you don't have any recordings already set up, there might just be one icon in the middle of the page. So just keep that in mind. So I'm going to left click on the little record button. So once we begin talking, we can actually see that the rings around the little pause or stop icon start becoming wider and wider. So that's definitely an indication that your microphone is working. We see there's also two additional icons down here. The one icon will actually add a marker, meaning that this is a point in the audio that you should go back and check out. I don't believe it actually does anything to the audio recording itself. It just means that you'll give you a little drop down right here. So if I add a marker, it'll let me know that I said something really important at the 30-second mark. You can also pause the recording right through here, and this will pause it. And we see that the entire image freezes as well. And once you're done with your audio recording, you can left click on this little stop recording button in the middle. This will save the recording and it'll appear on the left side. If you wanted to delete a recording, so for example, if I wanted to delete my earlier recording, I can right click on it and then left click on delete. You'll be prompted if you're sure you want to delete the recording. I'm going to click on OK. And now that we see that the recording that I just recorded here, if I right click on it, we see we have a few different settings that we can explore. We could share this file, so if we click on share, we can go through Facebook or our email if we have it linked up to Outlook. And we could also connect it through OneNote. If you right click on it, you could also rename the audio recording. So you can name it whatever you want. And then if you wanted to export this, there's other ways to do it as well. But first, let's check out some of the icons in the bottom corner. We see there's one that has a little circle with three little dots around it. Again, this will share the audio recording if you choose to do so. You can actually edit the audio recording as well. So if you wanted to cut certain sections of the audio out, you could just drag these little oval attached lines. And you can cut the audio. And you click on the check mark. And you can left click on update original. You see basically it'll just cut out and trim the excess ends off of your audio take. At this point you could also open up the file location if you wanted to import it into a movie player, or if you wanted to edit it or share it online or send it via Gmail or something like that. You could left click on open file location. And if we right click on it and then select properties, we can see that it's a .m4a file. And there's different applications that can open this. If you're unsure if your video editor is able to accept this file type, there are translators online that will convert this to readable file formats wherever your video editor is. So just keep that in mind. And then you can see that it actually saves it in our documents folder, and it'll save it underneath sound recordings. There's a couple different ways you can delete the sound recording. You can either delete it through this window, or if you're still within the voice recorder, you can just right click on the take and then left click on delete. Again, I think we already did this with an earlier example, but you could left click on OK and it would delete that example again. And also there's one last little thing here. There's a little pen tool in the bottom corner. Again, you can rename it through there. And then if you select the more options icon, you can even see you can send a feedback to Microsoft through here as well. But I think that was a pretty extensive tutorial about what the voice recorder is and what it does. So I hope you guys enjoyed this tutorial, and I will catch you in the next video. Goodbye.